talking about it.
In Florida, we had a wonderful Quaker. Several meetings up in Orlando, and it's great to be in Fort Lauderdale. I've been here many times, and I have many, many friends here as I do elsewhere in Florida. We're very optimistic, but it's nice to see such a warm welcome and so many nice people out here saying hello and wishing me well.
What kind of shape do you think the party is in, sir, in Florida, in the Republican Party?
I'm optimistic about it. Of course, I'm sure it's out registered. But philosophically, I'm certain that the Republican Party and its candidates will do well.
You said recently the candidacy of your opponent was divisive to the party. Do you think your visit here will alter that or change that?
I don't think it's too divisive. It's a good contest. I'm running on my record, and I think it's a good record. And I think it conforms with the moderate Republican philosophy that is necessary to win. Anything to the extreme right of that philosophy can't win a national election. So I think my philosophy, my record, is what is good for the Republican Party, and I think it's good for the country as a whole.
Sir, there has been talk that there really isn't that much difference between yourself and your opponent, that you are both basically conservative in your ideology. What are the differences as you see them?
I'm a moderate, middle-of-the-road Republican. I believe in fiscal responsibility. I believe in a strong national defense. I don't think I should pass judgment on former Governor Reagan's record or his statements. I'll run on my record, which I think conforms to the middle-of-the-road American viewpoint today, and it's proven to be a good record for the country, and I'll run on that record.
Thank you, sir.
Nice to see you.